Detective Eric Edson from the Sheboygan Police Department in studio with us. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Great, Kelly. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Haven't seen you since, I think it was before Christmas,
it was
wasn't
just
it?
Just before Christmas,
yeah.
Right.
So, good right. Holiday for you. Everything good?
It was great. Yep, you bet.
Terrific. And if you're a regular listener, you know, Eric joins us usually a couple times a month, keeps us on top of scam and frauds and all those types of things. And there's never a shortage of things to talk about, Eric, right?
No, always different versions of the same kind of scam, but it's good to bring awareness to them so when people see it, when they get those texts or emails, they know what to look for.
Yeah, because people still get roped into this stuff. So
all the time.
It's important just
time.
To keep, you know, educating people and keeping them on top of these things. You got some phishing scams you want to let people know about this morning, right?
Yeah, so just as a reminder to people, phishing, it's
P-H-I-S-I-N-G.
It's a scam where... criminals try to trick you into giving up your personal information or your financial information, like passwords, credit card numbers, things like that. And the way they do it is they send you text messages or emails that seem to come from legitimate companies, or they may try to direct you to a website that seems like a legitimate website, but it's really developed by them and made to look like an imposter website.
Sure.
So that you enter that information. So there's been a lot of scams lately involving really well-known companies that have been circulating lately, both in our area and nationally. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to bring attention to five of them. But these scams, I mean, just when we talk about specific companies, really almost insert any company that's well known into that, because there's so many different variations of this. It's all meant to just try to trick you that this information is legitimate and that you should respond to whatever the email is asking you to
right.
do.
And because it's a well-known company, a lot of folks just assume it's legitimate.
Right.
And it's really not in a lot of cases.
And these scammers have become, some of them are easy to spot because of grammatical errors and
yep.
things like that, but some of the scammers are very sophisticated. And when you go to these websites, they look almost identical to the legitimate one. So actually on our SheboyganPolice.com website, we have across the top, there's a community tab. And when you hit that, there's a fraud tab. And we're going to actually post pictures, because it's hard to describe, obviously, on the radio. We're going to post pictures of what some of these websites, the fake ones, look like.
Okay.
And what some of these emails look like. So if people want to see the actual messages or the websites that are being fraudulently developed, they can go to our website, SheboyganPolice.com, and we'll have images of those on our website.
Good, so, good idea.
The first one is American Express. It's a security alert saying that your account is on hold due to some incorrect or outdated information, and the email includes a link for you to verify your account. And usually those kinds of emails from a bank or credit card usually have some sense of urgency attached to them, saying you need to do this right away to prevent any unauthorized charges or to continue to be able to use your credit card. And so when you click on a link, it takes you to a fake American Express page that looks, when you look at them side by side, it's almost identical, and they're trying to trick you into entering your login information, and they can record any of the keystrokes you do. So if you enter your username and password, if you enter your social security number, they're documenting all that kind of, recording all that information for use later on. Amazon, that's a big one. That one gets scanned or spoofed all the time. Same kind of thing. It's a security alert. You know, with the Christmas holiday, a lot of people did shopping on Amazon. And so they'll send you an email or a text message saying your account has been locked due to some suspicious activity. Ask you to click a link. Same kind of thing. The link will direct you to a fake page where you could possibly expose your credentials, your login credentials, or your financial information.
Then there's Netflix too, right?
Yeah, Netflix is another one. And again, it could be any streaming service, but you might get a text message claiming that your account has been shut down because there's trouble with your account. And in order to continue to use it or to avoid any fees, that you need to log in and validate your account information. So same kind of thing. You click on a link, it takes you to a fake page, and they're going to try to get your credit card information, your personal information, social security number, things like that, to try to verify, make you think that you have to verify your identity.
For me personally, some of these, when I get these emails, and I do get these emails, I know automatically because I know they're an attempted fraud because I don't have accounts with some of these.
Right.
But you can still get those emails.
Right. But they don't care because if they send out, you know, these, we've talked before how they're in large warehouses, just hundreds of people doing this kind of stuff.
Yep.
And if they send out in a day 100,000 emails, chances are that a good number of those people are going to have these accounts. And
right.
if they just get a couple people to do it, it's a successful day
yep.
for them. So you're right. I get emails all the time for services or for accounts and things like that I don't even have bank accounts. And so I know it's a
right.
scam, but there are people that do have those accounts
sure.
and it works enough time to make it profitable for the scammers.
And you're not done yet. You got a few others on
the
list.
A couple more real quick. Yeah, Costco. This one's a little bit different. This one is a gift card scam. You're going to get an email from Costco saying that you're eligible for a $90 gift card for participating in an online survey. And when you click the link, it'll take you to a fraudulent website where you'll be asked to enter personal information. This one is pretty straightforward. There's obviously no gift card. They just want to get your as much personal information as possible from you.
Yep.
The reason why they do that is there's been so many data breaches that a lot of scammers have bits and pieces of your information, and they just need a couple other things, like maybe a mother's maiden name or maybe an address or social security number, something like that, some other bit of information that they want to get from you to complete your profile, so to speak. So they'll do these kinds of scams just to get that little bit of extra information from you.
Makes sense, I guess.
And then the last one is Walmart. This is another different version. It's a delivery scam. So the scam is you get a text message saying that a shipment was delivered to a drop-off site, and you need to click on a link to view where the location is. And when you do that, it's going to take you to a fake page where you're going to ask to be enter your address, credit card information to confirm the delivery, and take a survey, which again exposes you to giving up additional information.
All right. So you talked already about how to identify these things, but what else should we know?
So usually these kinds of emails and messages have a lot of grammatical or punctuation errors. Some are a little more sophisticated, but a lot of them, you look at it, just the way that it's formatted, you can tell a legitimate company is not going to let an email or message go out like that has a lot of grammatical or spelling errors. A lot of them will convey a sense of urgency. Do it right away or something bad is going to happen. So watch out for that. Double check the email address. So when you get an email, if you click on the email where it's from, it will display the actual. So it might just say American Express, or it might just say Walmart or something like that. But when you click on that, it'll actually show the address that it's coming from. And if it's not, if it doesn't end in something like at walmart.com, if it's some other weird thing that you don't recognize, chances are it's going to be a scam. And then finally, pay close attention. If you do happen to click on one of these links, pay attention to the website that it brings you to. Again, if it's not something that you recognize as being a legitimate website, don't click on any links in there. The biggest thing, we've hammered this over and over and over again, is the number one rule with any of this is never, never, not ever click on any links that you get in an unsolicited message or email address.
Yep.
If you get an email or a text message that says there's a problem with one of your accounts, just go to that website that you know is the legitimate website and log in. Go to the app on your phone. You'll be able to tell if there's a problem really with your account. Call the number that's on the back of your credit card. Call the number that's on a legitimate website. Check to see if there's a problem. Don't click on links that are included in messages or emails or messages that you get that are unsolicited.
Is there anything people can do if they do click on a link and then go, oh shoot, I shouldn't have done that? Is there anything they can do, or is it pretty much over?
Yeah, so is clicking on a link sometimes could install malware on your phone or your computer, but a lot of times it's just going to direct you to the fraudulent website where they want to collect your information.
Okay.
So if you click on the link, and if you do enter information, make sure that you change your password for that account right away. If you realize, oh my gosh, clearly this is now a scam and I entered my password, just change your password right away. And another way to protect yourself is the credit freeze. We've talked about that a little bit, and we can touch on that maybe in a couple weeks on how to do that. But the credit freeze is free. It does not affect any existing credit. And what it does is it prevents scammers and criminals from taking out new credit in your name without your knowledge. So loans, credit cards, anything like that, that'll be stopped if you have a credit freeze.
But you can unfreeze it if you are, trying to take out a loan, right, where somebody needs to check your credit?
Right, absolutely. And it's super simple. All three of the credit reporting bureaus have methods in order to do that. Very easy to sign up to freeze your credit. Very easy to thaw your credit for a short period of time if you are applying for a loan. The only thing it really affects is if you're at a store and they're offering a deal where they say, hey, if you sign up for our credit card right now, it will give you 10% off or something like that. You probably won't be able to do that that quickly. But it's a minor inconvenience for a really big dose of prevention in preventing identity theft, and especially financial fraud against your accounts.
Absolutely. Good stuff again, Eric. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Safer Internet Day is coming up in February, right?
That's right. So next time in a couple of weeks, we'll talk about Safer Internet Day. We'll talk about how to safely use the internet and also using internet-connected devices like smart devices, things like that. We'll talk about how to safely use those.
Sounds good. Detective Edson from the Sheboygan Police Department, great to have you in, as always.
Thanks, Kelly.
See you next time.